saw her in between fast-moving scrambler cars. She had a stare like a $20 whore. Now I have done my time, but I would say thus far I've never seen a stare like that before. I ambled over close enough to ask her name. She said, "Not that it's your business, but it's Dora." Her bottom lip and both ears were linked by chains. She even had a tattoo on her aura. I told her that I'd like to know about her world, and she said, "I ain't no carnival girl." She said, "Just because I work the fair and the wind of freedom blows through my hair, may not swing like a tilt-a-whirl, I may not be strung out in pearls, but I ain't no carnival girl, I ain't no carnival girl." She said that she would meet me in the parking lot. Right now she had to tug on that old handle. I bought a cotton candy and picked out a spot, and watched until the scrambler was dismantled. We talked until the sun came up and dried the dew, but talk was all we did since she insisted. She told me that there had only been a few exceptions to the rule since she enlisted. She said she'd gladly tell me all about her world, but she ain't no carnival girl. She said, "Just because I work the fair and the wind of freedom blows through my hair, no, may not swing like a tilt-a-whirl, I may not be strung out in pearls, but I ain't no carnival girl. Girl, but I